With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Well, there's a lot of buzz, especially in Midwest row crops, about regenerative agriculture. In other words, a system of not only producing plenty of food, but building healthier soils over time and providing other ecosystem services. But is this possible in farming fresh produce crops? The answer is likely yes, but we still have a ways to go to fully figuring out how, says Produce Marketing Association Swanee Estes.
I think there's this sense that everyone's got this figured out, like everyone's getting paid for their carbon and it's all this system that's worked out, and it's not yet.
Estes is the vice president of technology for PMA. She says there's a lot of promise here, but it will take time to develop the right systems to make this more accessible for growers.
There's a lot of people who are developing tools, but what we don't have is a system. And so really figuring out what is the system, all the way from how do you measure how much carbon is in the soil now, what practices are you doing to increase the carbon, and how do you measure that, and for how many years, you know, and what are your practices that you're not going to release the carbon back into the air, all the way to who gets that credit, who markets that credit, who pays for that credit. And I think there's a great opportunity in the produce industry because there's a lot of carbon, you know, in the soil, and there's a lot of practices that they're already doing. It's just kind of figuring it out, but we're just trying to figure it out.
She hosts a podcast about technology and produce called PMA Takes on Tech, which you can find on any podcast platform. This has been your California Ag Today Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.